Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. How you doing? Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
Now, as usual, we got the heat. Tons of celebrity news and entertainment just for you. Mm. Now, Heidi and Frank are out today, but the turn-up will still continue, all right? So later, did Alicia Silverstone find a way to not have to pay spousal support for too long? And Shawn Mendes opens up about those gay rumors, and we'll tell you what he had to say. But before we get to all that juicy gossip, we have got to talk about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. So fans are outraged at the couple for having a jet chartered that can hold 600 people. It's a massive private. A double-decker Boeing 747 jet. Now, Kim K took to her Instagram story yesterday to share the video of the luxurious bird, and you won't believe how huge this thing is. Take a look.
No big deal. Just taking a private 747. This is how he does it now. Only 747s.
So, you know, just our room for the long flight.
I've never been on one before, so I'm like, oh my God, there's bedrooms everywhere. No big deal, just like a chill room. This is like endless. This is insane. Let's go.
Wow.
So obviously the fans were mad because they chartered that plane and it was just them on the flight.
Okay, and who were they mad at?
So what?
Exactly. Are they mad at
Kim? It's their money. They can do whatever they want to do.
And here's the thing. It wasn't even their money.
Who's?
Adidas paid for the whole thing.
Well, yeah. That was the attitude in.
Exactly.
But that was disgusting. She should have never even shown it. It's like she's looking down at the poor people by showing us that
no,
she's on a
she
big deal.
Well, see, you have a low right self-esteem here. Because I didn't look at it like that. I looked at it like she was opening my eyes. Why are you looking
well, yeah,
at me like that?
Well, yeah, she opened your damn eye because you would be one
no, you got low self-esteem.
Like
Hold up. I feel good about me. I felt like she was opening my broke eyes to something I probably would never see in person.
Exactly.
I thought it was amazing.
That was
rich people doing the same thing. Mariah day in and day out.
Mariah takes those kinds of plans.
Uh-oh, don't send them. Oh, don't send the trolls to Mariah.
They're not
right,
coming
so.
To her, but
no,
she's got the bread to do it. But she her whole crew will be on the plane, not just two or three people. But without her, I wouldn't have got a chance to see something like that. Like y'all only watching it on TV.
Oh. Did you? Ooh. Well, I feel some of that shade.
No, you even said
it was,
that.
It was a brief shade, and the sun came back out, but it was shade.
Yeah, like, I ain't had the opportunity.
Well, y'all, since we all talking about the lifestyles of the rich and famous, I have to dish you the deets on Drake's new Toronto mega mansion.
He earned it.
Oh, my God. Wait. Are y'all ready for this, though?
I'm
come
ready.
It is 35,000 square feet on
damn.
A two-acre lot. Wait, on a two-acre lot with two saunas, a massage room, an elevator, a gym, a screening room, a basketball court. Oh, and let's not forget this little tidbit, a 10-car garage.
It need to be 10 cars. I mean, you definitely can't have a 4-car garage in a house like that.
Well, I almost forgot to tell y'all about the master suite. One moment, Gary. Don't hold your breath because you might die over here, bitch. 941 square feet.
Wow.
with its own stairwell entrance, not one but two dressing rooms and two closets, a steam shower, two balcony areas with an outdoor tub and a kitchenette, darling. Ooh. And the outside looks like Buckingham Palace.
The house was so nice, I was expecting Professor X to come out of it and greet the new mutants. Like, damn.
Of course, is your mansion that big?
Hell no. Really? But it's a nice size.
Right.
But I say, you know, people complained about me moving in a big house by myself. But if, you know, that's what you want, you have it.
Yeah.
He gonna have people come clean it and family come and enjoy it.
Mm.
And yeah, that son he have can come over there and grow up in
that
it.
That is huge.
But, baby, we need to rap.
A rapper, baby.
Yeah.
Even just rapping don't get you that. He produces, he sings, he writes, he does a whole lot of stuff. And he was on TV before that, so he has acting skills and all that. Champagne Poppy is definitely living his best life.
Uh-huh.
He living the champagne life, baby. And caviar, what is it? Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
I'm not even going to Toronto.
I know, that's why.
What? A couple of
Kensington Palace, honey. You see where my $200,000 can stretch.
Okay.
Ooh. That's going to get you one of them spots in the garage. All right, y'all, so moving along. Can y'all say cha-ching? Actress Alicia Silverstone, who a lot of people might know from like the Batman and Robin movie and Clueless, is having to pay her ex-husband Chris Jarecki $12,000 a month in spousal support.
What? They're scraping up the last bit of her change.
Oh, whoa. Keep that same energy, because anytime it's a dude having a call for some money, y'all be super excited. But I'm not happy about this either.
No.
So, according to reports, Alicia and her ex have agreed on a cohabitation clause, which means she will stop paying Chris if he shacks up with someone for 5 months within a one-year period.
Mm.
So, normally, spousal support has to be paid until the other person gets married, but clearly she's not going to be paying for the dude while he's in another relationship.
Ooh, right.
What state is she in? Because
yes,
they really
baby.
Did that for her, okay?
Yes,
that's homemade, honey.
It really is, because how you going to get to decide how long he dates somebody? So now basically all he's going to do is keep his relationship secret.
But that's cute. I love the way these girls doing these things.
She
now,
did
honey.
That.
Y'all think it's to her advantage? It seems like it's still to his advantage. Because Because, like, he has to be in a relationship or living with somebody for 5 months or more.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, shoot, like, some relationships don't last. And people don't really just move in right away. He can stall this out the same way that one chick is stalling it out or with A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Yeah. But that is true, though.
He definitely
could. He could lie about it, but at least it's stipulated, though. So at least we know, honey, get with her ass.
And you better believe she got a private detective on his ass.
Watching.
Nah. Oh, please.
So
I always feel she probably going to start mailing him some stuff to see where it goes to. Mm-hmm.
The person who has the talent is always being supported by the person who doesn't have the talent.
Yes.
Like, if you have the bankable skill in the household, if the person who knew it was best, you're gonna keep doing what you're doing or just be supportive of what you're doing because you're bringing in most of the money.
Yeah, right, until always, you don't. Though. Until you stop being supportive, and now you got to get the hell out, and I'll pay you a little bit of money.
Yeah, they're always the person that's really the support person I always support. They just dare her, and sometimes they could be mentally damaging to you, because, you know, some men, their wife making the most money, he says, you ain't all that.
They feel some type of way.
Right. They try to knock her down a little bit, knock her self-esteem down.
Yeah, he probably over there talking crap like, you ain't been in nothing since Legally Blonde.
Right.
Exactly.
No, that ain't even a movie.
Yeah,
that ain't a movie. Well, y'all, singer Shawn Mendes is on the cover of December issue of Rolling Stone magazine. Congratulations. And though he talks about a lot of things, the biggest takeaway that he wants everyone to understand is that he is not gay.
Ah, what?
They thought he was gay?
That's what he said.
No.
I guess Gary and his sorority sisters been passing the word. But that's allegedly, honey. It was false.
Mm.
After years of speculation that he was gay, he wanted to set the record straight and told reporters, I'd like to say I don't care about it, but that's not true. This massive thing that's been lasting 5 years about me being gay, in the back of my heart, I feel like I need to be seen with someone, like a girl in public, to prove to people that I'm not gay.
That whole statement sounded gay.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't know Mendes, he was allegedly dating Hailey Baldwin before she got engaged to Justin Bieber, so he was with her.
Yeah, but you know what, though? That's so stupid. That's one of the lamest things you can say. I need to be seen with a girl. Because, you know, a lot of guys do that, seen with girls to play food that they're not gay. And hell, I'm with girls all day, even though I'm not gay, but still.
Yeah, but you're not with us, Gary. You're just shopping with us and taking us to the mart.
Right.
You're a present.
But I never thought he was gay. I never got that vibe because, you know, he'd be making all them chick records and stuff like that.
Yeah. So maybe he shouldn't have spoke on this because, you know, like you just said, a lot of people didn't even really think that that was on him, that people thought he was gay.
Because now people going to be side-eyeing him.
Right.
All right, so up next, find out why Aisha Curry is not here for some fans' comments about her children and the latest on the Wendy Williams and Future drama. We're going to tell you all about it after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey guys, I want to share with you about how I was able to save some really good memories with Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. They also have over a decade of experience, so I felt really comfortable with sending them some of my most favorite throwback photos. And it's really easy. You send your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they digitize your moments onto a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. And I was super excited when my Legacy Box came back and I got to see all my good old college days as a campus TV news anchor. I haven't seen my class project in years because really, who has a VCR anymore? So to have my old tapes on a DVD now was perfect. You too can experience the joy of reliving the good old days. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering our viewers an exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/dish to get 40% off your first order. Go to LegacyBox.com/dish and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey. Hello.
So the mommy shamers are at it again, y'all. And Aisha was the target. Aisha, wife of NBA All-Star Steph Curry, posted a sweet video of her and her daughter, Riley, 6, singing. And a commenter felt the need to criticize Aisha's mothering skills, saying, Lord have mercy. Why don't you know how to brush them girls' hair? Drives me nuts. Still love you, but damn, Aisha. Ooh. Well, Aisha responded, and she said, I'm not going to doll my children up for perception or anyone's approval on here. If that's what you want to see, then this is not the page for you. Real life over here.
Thank
so
you.
Do y'all think the parents should try to comb their kids' hair before they put them on social media?
Yeah. See, people want celebrities to be real until they start being real.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they got a problem with it.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Everybody ain't dolled up 24/7.
No, exactly. And there are certainly moments when I'm sure Aisha makes sure that she has her girls' hairs done. If she's trying to share, like, an authentic moment with y'all,
yeah,
like, let y'all really see inside their life, of course her baby hair ain't gonna be done all the time.
Because how fun would it be for the kid if the mom is like, oh, go comb your hair real
right,
quick so we can sing and have fun and make
exactly,
this video.
And Portia, that's my concern, too. When you have baby Pandora, are you gonna be very, honey, with her?
She got a new name every day, y'all.
Pandora!
That's kind of cute,
Pandora,
though. I like that.
Make sure, honey, you just be real, honey. You ain't got it all up. Just say, this is it, honey.
Yeah, I'm gonna do fine, her just like I do myself. Like, I mean, I definitely post my slay moments, but majority of my funny moments is when my weave ain't in. I probably ain't got on no damn makeup.
Right.
And she will be the same way. And I dare you to come for little Pandora.
That's right.
You gonna open Pandora's box,
okay,
bitch. Well, it looks like the feud between Wendy Williams and rapper Future is still going on strong.
He's
actually got muscles now. Wendy's been putting Future's business out on Front Street. She's been doing the whole nine. I mean, there's been flow charts, infographics, and the whole nine. Tracking Future and his 5 baby mothers. And when the news broke that a 6th woman is currently pregnant by Future, Wendy had to give her 2 cents. Take a look.
Future is expecting his 6th child.
Oh.
You know what? I guess because of his demeanor, I just think of him as being like 27 or 28 or something. Future is 35, still playing these reindeer games. With all the condoms out here, but no condoms anywhere. Well, the alleged mother's name is allegedly Eliza Rain, and there she is. Eliza claims that Future wanted her to have an abortion. And so when she allegedly refused, Future allegedly, well, put a bounty out on her life.
What?
Well, maybe she misunderstood. Maybe he said he was going to buy her some bounty. She's messy.
Maybe he told her he was going to kill her.
Thank you, with the bounty.
All three impossible. Well, we know Future hates when the queen of all media talks about him, so he posted this pic on his IG stories with the caption, I can't argue with a woman whose feet bigger than mine's. No, sir.
Okay. I mean, I get he's upset. You know, but it is Wendy. We all know. If she's going to go down your timeline, especially if it's this damn interesting. Remember when Fetty Wap had all these baby mamas?
Because she was mistaken calling his name.
Yeah. I mean, she, if you're going to keep on doing stuff like this, she's going to be on your ass.
And it's newsworthy. If, like, you know, if someone publicly says that someone was threatening to kill somebody, people are going to talk about it. It is what it is.
How do you know they don't want to have these babies? Exactly. This man has a check, honey, and these women are coming for the check.
But that money ain't going to be there forever. He ain't gonna be having all that kind of money forever, honey. You got this baby for 20.
Well, I'm sure he's divided it up. I think he has a number in his head. And I believe he's gonna stop at like 10.
Hey, but do you have a limit? Like, do you plan on stopping at a certain point?
Or? Yeah. Oh, I mean, my limit is my age. I mean, I'm 37, so I definitely, we stopping at 3. We said
3?
Yeah, we said 3.
Dog, you're gonna be what, 4? You gonna have them every year?
Yeah, I'm having them every year.
You are not fit to have 3 children.
Be the mother in the shoe of a lovely lady. All right, up next, a former girlfriend of Hugh Hefner has found an unusual new love. Hmm? We'll explain that after the break. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Oh, hey, hey, right. Hey.
Shoot, it's looking like former Playboy bunny Kendra Wilkerson has found a new boo, and this one looks like a keeper. Gary, you should be taking notes on this one.
I know. Ooh, Jesus.
So on Monday night, Kendra informed fans that she's once again dating following her split from ex-husband Kank Basket over 7 months ago. She posted a picture of herself with the caption, "Been dating myself lately, getting to know myself and even falling in love. Love and happiness is real without waiting on someone or something to do it for you."
See, that's how you feel in the morning after you cry at night.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just being honest. Yeah, I've been single.
Because she faking it like, oh, I really love me. When people say that, they don't really love them. I mean, I'm not going to say they don't really love themselves, but you really want to be loved.
I get where she is. That's why I said it's kind of like at night, you know, it get cold, you're lonely, it's dark. Yeah. And then in the morning, you're like, I love me some me, and I'm good being by myself.
Yeah, like once you detox all the hate out of your system and all the loneliness, you know, the tub is empty.
Yeah.
Oh, but give her a couple hours, she'll be back at it again, feeling depressed.
Yeah, how long do you think somebody should stay single after a divorce?
You definitely want to give it some time and get to know the person a whole lot. Yeah. And all they bipolar sides
that's
and everything.
True.
Yeah, but that's like, some are just too old to be waiting, especially her. My thing is, honey, you already know what it's about. She's she was a married woman. She didn't have sex. If you meet a man today and he want to play and you want to play, play.
But that's playing. But see, she don't got time to be played with. She got a child.
Right.
You know, next person coming to her need to be stepping correct.
Yeah.
And trust me, when you single, you can take care of yourself just fine.
I mean, it's all good.
All these years, that ain't no
just fine.
That's for the moment. And after that time wears out, the next morning.
And it's a whole lot quicker and you go straight on to sleep.
You go to sleep, but then you got to still tomorrow. Then my still ain't fulfilled, but I did just last night.
She'll find somebody before her hands get strong and claw-like.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Well, if you're looking for a way for your teeth to shine bright like a diamond, I have the perfect solution for you. The Smile Bright Elite Sonic Toothbrush. It includes 6 total brush heads and comes in your choice of gold or silver.
You know what, Brett? I need this here, honey, so I can keep my pearly teeth white and bright.
Well, Gary, I think you're going to love this. It has 3 brush modes, clean, dazzle, and pulse. Oh. It has a long-lasting battery and a 2-minute smart timer. Plus, you can get 40,000 strokes per minute for maximum sonic cleaning power. And the UV sanitizer attached to the toothbrush helps kill germs and bacteria.
Yo, I could get with this. How much is it?
Well, Headcrack, this will make you smile bright. Usually, this amazing sonic toothbrush will cost about $284. Wow. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$39.
$39. That's right. Ooh. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
I love the way it vibrates.
I bet you do, Gary.
That's dazzle mode.
Up next, we'll tell you why a woman got arrested for her kinky antics. We'll tell you about it up next. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey.
Howdy. Now, sometimes a woman has needs, and when those needs aren't met, things can go very bad. So bad that a woman can end up in jail, y'all.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you know, I'm a witness to that. And that's what happened to 31-year-old Rebecca Lynn Phelps, who was arrested for domestic battery. Okay, she tried to wake her boyfriend up by touching him in his special place, darling, to get him in the mood.
Oh.
But when he rejected her, she attacked his ass by scratching him in his eye. Now, this is the second time in 14 months that Rebecca has been arrested for fighting a man who has said no to her sweet loving.
Are we sure that's a man, or does she, like, how did she get in his house?
Yeah,
this don't sound right.
No, apparently they cool. She tried to wake him up by playing with his sausage.
So she probably got his special place mistaken, and she probably was at the back door. And he ain't like that.
Or maybe he just wasn't in the mood.
No, but they need to be in the mood. They say they're supposed to always be in the mood.
That's not true.
Not true.
Yes. You can just sense it.
So have you ever had to rough up the suspect?
What you mean, like, rough up the suspect?
Like, you know, like the person ain't into it, or like, or sleep, and like you kind of just got to jostle him a little bit. Like,
yeah, but you don't rough them up.
That sounds so
like somebody in, you woo them into it.
You rub on them and stuff.
You sleep, he
ain't. Well, Rebecca rubbed and she didn't get no wake up.
He didn't want nothing from Rebecca.
The genie didn't want to come out that bottle. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.